Hello, Celic 3.
Hi, Connell. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hello, Tina. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. Happy Monday, right? We survived the weekend. That has to be a good thing.
So, you gave me like a few days to, about a week to pay that bill, a small bill to pay there. But I've been out of work for like 2 months because of the snow up here in the Northeast.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I was thinking of maybe doing some kind of a small marketing campaign through Google, pay-per-click.
Okay.
If I decide to do that, how long does it take to set that up?
So the pay-per-click, we're supposed to say up to 2 weeks, but I've seen them up and running before on a special request in 3 days. It doesn't take long at all. The local SEO that you have, if you recall when you started with that, it did take probably a couple of months, right? But with the ads, it's really easy to get those set up.
Yeah. So,
and then I don't know if you recall this because you were talking about doing a large budget like $2,000 a month, but the minimum budget, it would be $300. So if you want to start with a smaller amount, we could do that. Or if you want to go full force, you can set it up for whatever budget you like. And how that works is we would just send that money directly to Google, and then we would set a daily cap of whatever your budget is divided by 30 days in the month. So that way you'd never have to worry about getting an unexpected bill or anything like that because we'd put a cap on it. And then each morning your ads would go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on you and money comes out of the budget and you would exceed that daily budget, then that we would, you know, remove it from the ads for the day, and then the next day you start fresh again. And that's how we prevent you from getting those unexpected bills.
So what I did before, the other lady, I forget her name, she's retired now.
Shillette.
Yeah, I like mm-hmm. Shillette is very nice.
She's a sweetheart, very sweet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of my best friends here. I miss her already. It's only been a couple weeks, but yeah. She's awesome.
Yeah, I like talking to her as well. She's like, you know, I don't know, she's probably my age.
Possibly, because, yeah, she was old enough to retire, which, you know, I didn't know, but, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 64, so she retired now. She's probably 67.
Oh, wow. Wow, you only have a year or a couple more if you want to go for the max benefit, right?
Oh, I'll be going for the max and beyond the max. I mean, I don't intend to retire, but you know what I mean? It's not, I mean, it's like, you retire.
My dad's the same way. Yeah, I think my dad feels like, he's got such a strong work ethic. I think, and he's 84, but he still runs a couple of his, clients, like kind of on the side. Because I think he figures that, if he didn't, it would be like you say, just like, I don't know. He feels like that's what keeps him young, put it that way. That he's there keeping his mind sharp, you know.
I mean, I'm just doing estimates. It's not like it's killing me, but, you know.
Well, let me ask you something, because have I talked to you about the Google Guaranteed Lead Program? You might actually like that even better than the pay-per-click.
Well, I already have that. Well, here's the deal. I had that, and then 3-4 months ago, I don't know if they were doing some changes, but they needed to get a verification of my tax ID number and stuff like that. But I didn't have the verification letter I originally got, so I had to go to the IRS and get a new one, and then I got that, and then I, and they wanted my license, so I sent them the license. I give it to this other crowd that I was dealing with, and for 5 or 6 months, it never worked because, they were managing it, and then it's still a nightmare. So,
did it get
something
approved?
Was not working because I couldn't verify it.
Oh, so you never got the local service ads or the Google Guaranteed approved, it sounds like, because you sent them that letter?
Well, I had it approved a couple of years ago or a year ago, and then they made some changes to it or something. Is that correct?
They did, yeah, but basically they just changed the name from Google Guaranteed to Google Verified, but it's still all local service ads. It's the same program. But the requirements for your state is, and for tree service, is only $100K in general liability certificate of insurance, and there's no license requirements. So, of course, they'd want to see that, you know, tax ID number for the business or your social security number or your driver's license number when they do the background check.
Well,
but other than that,
I did all of that. But the thing is, I had all that from the beginning, so what was that all about? I mean, I was already
was
a Google Guaranteed client, so why did this happen?
Why did what happen?
Is that just something? I was already a Google Guaranteed client.
Oh, do you mean why did the lead stop or?
Well, what I'm saying is a year ago, I was a Google Guaranteed. I was using Google Guaranteed for the last 3-4 years.
Okay.
And then they start asking for all this extra stuff. Is that everybody goes through that, or is this, you know?
No, it's usually the same requirements for everyone. I'm actually surprised that that you were already approved, and then they were asking you for more info. It sounds like, right?
Well, I signed up to Google Guarantee for 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked fine up until later in the year of last year. And then they start asking, they start asking me for things that were, you know.
I'm trying to look in the notes, Conal, because there's quite a few notes from Shalette where it says, I charged him, you know, $500 for Google Ads or $800 or $1,000, but I'm trying to figure out when and why it converted from, why did it convert from the local service ads to the Google Ads? Because you have what's called the ultimate package where you had all of it, right? You had the Google Ads, the local SEO, pay-per-click ads. But at some point, it looks like she converted that Google Guaranteed program to the pay-per-click. And I'm just wondering.
Yeah, well, I took over the Google Guaranteed thing, you know?
Oh, that's why. So you probably told us you didn't want us to do it anymore because you were doing it yourself?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Exactly. So I'm a little stunned by what changed within Google? Did they make new changes that everybody had to produce a different documentation to verify their account again?
No. So that's what I'm puzzled by, is why you were asked to do it again. Who asked? Was it Google themselves, or was it somebody representing your account, or?
Somebody representing my account. What was that about?
Okay. So let me see. Was it, they were from Local Splash, or they were from another company?
Another company. The other company I was using.
Okay, so that's what I'm trying to see here.
Ollie.
Ollie, okay. Be careful with that company. I hear not good things about them, but let me see here.
Yeah, well, I'm a little dubious about them right now myself. I want to know, maybe you could help me with this, since we're going to be doing business. One second, you might be able to help me. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah. How do I get in to see if what permissions you have in my system? How do I do that?
You mean for the management fee?
Yeah, how do I go in and check what permissions you have at the minute? How do I do that?
Permissions for the Google Guaranteed or for the Google Business page?
Google Guaranteed. I want to see where the permissions are. So I'm in the nine little dots. How do I go down and do I go to, you know what I'm talking about on the page?
I'm asking that department on a Google chat. So when they respond, I will let you know what they say. Typically, all I do is kind of set up the upgrades, kind of like how Shalette did for you. And then let's say you wanted to add some Google ads or something like that. Then I send it to those appropriate departments to get started. So what I ask them right now is this client LSA approved? Also, how does he check what permissions, right, his LSA has, which is the local service ads? So you said that Ali Ali got involved with it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm wondering if he did something he shouldn't have done, you know? How did I end up having to... Because I had to go and get...
You know what I think could have happened? Maybe they set up your LSA like a new account rather than transferring it. Because if you already had it and you were doing it yourself, they should have just asked you for the CID number and then transferred it, and they could have just started running those ads for you. But if they're a Mickey Mouse company and they don't know what they're doing, then they're going to start a whole new background check and start asking you for more information that you've already sent in the past. So I think that could be the case.
That's what I'm trying to understand.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I figure out what they did? How do I figure this out?
Well, I'm waiting for that department to message me back. So once they do, I'll let you know what they say, because I don't want to tell you something that's not the case, but I'm going to ask them, and maybe it would even be helpful if one of them could call you back. You know what I mean? But I just wanted to, let me just see here. I'll put Perry too, because he's the head of the department. Okay. So I asked everyone over there, the question. And so it could be, if they don't respond right away, Conal, it could be that they're in a meeting or something, but I will definitely, you know, communicate with you as soon as I hear back from them. If when you figure this all out, you decide that you'd like to transfer it to us, we could do that. We just charge the $250 transfer fee, and then the leads are about $44 each. And once the account's transferred, we would call you to collect the activation budget, which would equal $574 or 13 leads within the month. So that activation budget works like an escrow account. So you don't have to take on 13 leads. You take on as many or as little leads as you want. And then the next month, you just pay for the leads that you took to kind of replenish that bucket.
And that's for pay-per-click. Is that what that is?
No, that's for the Google Guaranteed or the LSA leads. So the difference is with LSA, local service ads, you're paying per lead. With the pay-per-click, you're paying per click. So the click rate is going to be a lot lower. You know what I mean? It's not going to be $44. It's going to be a lot lower. So I think maybe...
Can you find out for me why my Google Guaranteed is not working? Can you find that out and call me back? Because
if we have access to it. Oh, actually, it's someone responded. It says, "Hi, Tina. We no longer have access to their Google Verified account, so we're unable to see anything on the profile." Okay, I'll put okay.
Yeah,
but how does he check? I'll put, how does he check the permissions? And then I'll put, he thinks Ollie messed things up and is considering, having us take over. I put, but he does not know how to check who has access. So he asked if he is logged in and hovers over the 9 dots. What should he do next to check permissions? Okay, let's see what he says. Okay. So were you thinking of putting together another pay-per-click campaign, and then I just opened up a whole can of worms by mentioning the local service ads, or...
No, I was going to do local service ads as well, but I was going to do what I did before. You know, I wasn't necessarily going to move away from these people because they have the organic thing, and you guys don't do organic, do you?
Yeah, that's what you pay. You pay us, when you pay us $199 a month, that's organic. Google business.
But it's
page.
You're not managing my website.
You're not doing
SEO on my website. You've never done.
Well, we don't provide that service. That's not a bad service, Konal, but it's extremely outdated. And what I mean by that is 18 years ago, 15 years ago, if somebody wanted to get better placement on Google, what they would do is they would tinker around with the website and put in meta tags and phrases in hopes that it would be in line with the Google algorithms and eventually get better ranking, right? And like I said, it's not a bad practice. It's just extremely outdated. So what we do is we don't touch the websites in any way, shape, or form if people have their own site that they want to promote, but we would optimize the listings and then ensure that all the programming is fresh on the listings so that now the site is in a position to get exposure, right? So that it starts, you know, people start calling you off of it. So that's what we provide.
I understand But if your site is not SEO organized, you're not going to get, nobody's going to see it.
Well, that's not true. If we've given you the highest relevancy in the area based on the programming that we're doing on your listings, and then once someone types in tree service or tree removal or stump grinding or one of your keywords, for example, the minute they hit enter, Google sends out millions of web crawlers that's looking for the best match for what's being searched for. And because we've given you the strongest, most dominant internet presence, you would still rank regardless of if the site is, has all those meta tags in it or not. Sometimes too many meta tags would actually hurt you. And what I mean about that is when I hover over your site, it puts all the areas we serve, Wilton, Reading, Easton, Norwalk, Weston, New Canaan, Westport, Trumbull, Milford, so on and so forth, right? So let's say that somebody's in your backyard and they put in tree service near me and they hit enter. Well, Google's going to get confused by this site. Those web crawlers are going to get confused, and they're not going to know, is he in Milford? Is he in Fairfield? Is he in Wilton? And they might even bypass your site because it's got too many meta tags in it that are conflicting. So what we do is we make sure that the actual Google business page is optimized and ranking on the first page. And it's showing on your results that we are the ones that are managing that. So I don't know what Ollie's doing for you unless they're just doing on-site SEO on the website itself. But it's showing that, you know, in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 23,371 times, and you've had 2,268 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll have to figure out how to get into my Google and find out how to get permissions. It's like, I know I don't have. So
he said access can be confirmed on the Google Ads dashboard in the admin section under access and security. But that doesn't make sense because you want to check, you want to check LSA.
Okay, so.
You know we've been doing the Google Ads all along. There's no question there, right?
Yeah, I mean, so the problem is, I have their website and, Jesus, I don't know what to say about this whole thing. Okay, so
Benefit of having a site through us, let's say that one day you say, I want to just discontinue working with them because they've already messed things up, but I'm afraid if I do that, I'm going to lose my website. As long as you own the domain, we can put a new site up on your same domain, no problem, or we can purchase a new domain just in case they have, you know, ownership of it and they try to charge you a lot of money for it. We can do, and I'm thinking that it's your domain since you said
it's my domain. It's not that. Mm-hmm. It's just that they might have hosted it somewhere else. I don't know what they did, you know?
Well, the nice thing about the sites that we put together is that they're highly rankable sites and they're built by the Google certified technicians. So they're
But I have a $3,000 site that was designed specifically. Everybody seems to want their own site for their own personal reasons so they can keep control. That's the problem with all of this.
So did this site is the one that Ollie built? Or did you build it and just, okay, they
no,
built it.
No,
okay.
Ollie built, but they said that by contract I could own it after a year or whatever, you know?
Okay.
But does that mean they give me all the related stuff, in the site? You know, if it's hosted somewhere else, so what good is that, you know?
Yeah. I don't know how they work actually, if they're hosting it or if they're outsourcing it to host it, you know. But I do know that if a lead comes through that site through the contact form, even though the site's not ours, it still is a result of our services because we're making sure that that site is attached to the Google business page that's ranking on the first page. And that's the service that we're providing for you. So those leads that come through the site, whether you use your own site or one of ours, they're usually far and few between. And what I mean by that is that when someone sees you on the first page, most people, they're going to click to call you if they're on a smartphone, if they're on a regular computer, they're going to just dial your number. So they're never going to have to fill out the contact form on your site, right? But there will be some rare occurrences where they can't reach you right that second. Perhaps they're at work or they're with family and it's not good timing, but they do want to reach out to you. Then they can, plug in to your site what it is that they need and put their contact information, and then you get notified that there's a lead coming through your site, right? But that's also, as a result of that first page ranking on the Google business page.
Yeah. Okay, so
I'm probably not going to be able to do this until, do something until Thursday.
Okay.
Can we touch base Thursday and then I'll try to do something then, you know, we'll try to start something.
Of course. I'm just asking the verification department if they can see any other managers on your Google Business page also, because the Google Business page, that's not a good idea to have more than one company managing it at the same time. And so, you know, what happens with that is that if we're on there as the manager and then Ollie's on there as a manager, if they are, you know, are not a premier partner with Google and they do some kind of update that's outside of the Google algorithms, it could hurt your rankings and those updates end up conflicting with each other. So it's always best to just have one. So I'm asking that department if they can see who has access to your page other than us, if anyone does. Hopefully they come back and say, no, only we have access to the Google Business page. That would be really good news. But as far as you doing upgrades and things like that, I'm more than happy to follow up with you on Thursday, and we can put something together for you then, okay?
All right.
Okay. All right. And in the meantime, have a really nice rest of your week, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome, Colonel. Okay, bye-bye.